to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft tomorrow. Cans are on. Ish gets real. You can get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
By the armor, I clip it, and it's like pink thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job, he can play the right now.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is absolutely real, everybody, and I am hot in this microphone. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and you are listening to The Weekend Bang, powered by NRG, brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee, and soon, Coca-Cola, everybody. Yeah. We're in talks.
Not anymore.
We're not supposed to say anything.
You just ruined it. They said specifically, if you brought it up on the show, it canceled it.
Well, they haven't seen the episode yet, because they don't ever watch. That's their the biggest problem.
That's not true. John Pepsi.
John Pepsi?
He was one of our first fans.
The leader of Coke?
Yeah. It's very crazy.
Cause, interesting.
Because guess what the name of the leader of Coke is, yeah.
Bob. Well, you just said the leader of Coke was John Pepsi.
It's confusing. It's really confusing.
So the leader of Pepsi clearly is Steve Coke.
No, it's Jim Parsons from Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, sure.
You didn't know that? Come
That's
on.
Exactly who it is. Jim Parsons, everybody. Of course, he's here. Corey Vincent.
You okay? All right. And I thought your juice. That's who you are in our scenario. Your
definitely juice. Not juice.
Sons of Anarchy. If VGB was Sons of Anarchy, you'd be Juice.
No. If VGB was Sons of Anarchy, I'd be Aaron. That's exactly who I'd
be. Was there an Aaron in the show?
In this version, there is.
I think... No, actually, I know which one you'd be. I know which one you'd be for realsies. You'd be the guy who dressed like Elvis.
No.
Yeah, he was a good guy.
No.
He usually was the voice of reason.
Mm.
He's one of the longest tenured.
No.
Yeah.
The real David Webb is here, everybody.
What's going on, everybody?
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing.
I'm
doing.
You just watched a movie.
Doing what I do. Yeah.
I said you enjoyed it.
Kingsman.
Yeah. Do you not remember it? So you didn't even see it. That's what it is. You didn't really even see it.
Why would I make... If I was going to make up seeing a movie, why would I make up seeing Kingsman?
Because that's what the new hotness is right now.
It is good.
See?
It's a good movie.
It's a good movie. Sam Jackson in it?
Half a second.
Half a second?
Half a second.
Well, then I'm not going to watch it.
A flashback.
I'm not going to... Lawrence Fishburne?
Yeah, he's in it.
Okay, then I might watch it. Then I might watch it. Then I'm not going to watch it. You just almost made me waste my money. Thank
roller
you.
Roller coaster of emotions.
Exactly.
Right now.
I think David would be Chibs.
What? No.
You don't think he'd be Chibs?
No.
Who would he be?
Not
hang on,
Chibs.
Hang on. Let's time out for a second. You don't answer this question. Aaron. Is Chibs a cool character?
Chibs is a very cool character.
Okay, I think I'll be Chibs.
Chibs is probably one of my favorite characters.
He's
actually
a great character.
Definitely, yeah. Chibs.
Only because
it's 50-50 with you when you pick characters for people.
I like that actor.
I'm actually trying to be legit. I'm not trying to troll. I think Aaron would be.
I would
Elvis.
Hands down wouldn't be anywhere near Bobby.
Bobby Elvis.
No.
Chibs.
First of all, Bobby was a womanizing man whore.
No, that's right. Just that one.
Right,
exactly. You.
Who got his best friend's wife killed.
You womanizer.
Spoiler alert.
Well, it's Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
There's not too many options.
Yeah.
They're all womanizers.
Exactly.
They
all were womanizers?
You could have been Tig.
Was
Tay Diggs?
Opie a womanizer?
Yeah, he was.
How?
He hit
the guy that had
time.
Married with two kids, never cheated, was the womanizer.
Are you sure he never cheated?
I watched the show plenty of times.
Oh.
She's back on the show, everybody. Has one of the greatest names in the world, because it shares with mine different spelling.
Agreed.
Aaron is in the building, everybody.
Hey, everyone. Brought to you by Battlestar Galactica.
Hey, Battlestar Galactica. Have you ever watched that show, actually?
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay,
watched it all the way through, and I have the box set.
Do either of you get that reference?
No.
No.
I get it.
Because I've never seen the show.
Well played.
Thank you.
It took me a second.
She's
because the last time
Starbucks.
It was what was it? Gasball Money?
Gasball Money...
Something like that. And then, that was creative.
So
Starbuck is one of my favorite characters in that show.
Every time you guys say Gasball Money, I think cash rules everything around me. I have no idea why. I can't make the connection, but that's why.
So before the show, we were talking about creating a new Overwatch account. And I was I was trying to do that before I realized you had to drop another 40.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not that bad. It's
wait,
it's like 3 months of WoW.
So I was going to create a new one, and my new gamer tag was going to be Gasball Money.
That's
or Pickle Rick.
That's still
there's a lot of Pickle Ricks out there. Yeah,
I know.
A drip in the pond.
So yeah. Gasball Money was pretty much who I was gonna go with.
Finding online names is pretty difficult, everybody.
It is.
It's not something that you can just, you know, type in.
Yeah, do you know the name of my alt? It's pretty great.
It is pretty great.
Yeah. What is it?
So you know how my name is Aryn?
Yeah. Is it Aar?
No, it's the Rin part of my name and Hart. So it's Rinhart. But everybody calls me Reinhardt. And they're like, why aren't you picking Reinhardt? Do you want Reinhardt?
The kicker is she's the worst Reinhardt player I've ever
pretty
seen.
Pretty much.
That's yeah. the.
I used to main him, and I'm the worst.
Whoa, wow, sorry. Okay. So all we're right. just going to watch right. the show while we're watching
you know,
the show.
No, I kind of want to read chat. So.
Showception.
I'm not seeing any chat.
If she was on Sons of Anarchy, she'd probably be happy.
No,
I haven't seen that show.
That's why your whole thing is null and void. Happy is like he's like the crazy. I'm going to kill anybody because it makes me happy.
Sounds about right.
I think if any of us, that's who it would be.
No,
I'll take my medicine.
At least in Overwatch, that's me.
I'd be Clay. I'm fine with that.
You'd be Clay.
I'd totally be Clay.
Horrible. Horrible, horrible, horrible. I watched a movie over the weekend. Quite proud of it. It was Spider-Man Homecoming. Saw it for the first time.
Look at you, keeping up with the time. Oh, wait, never mind.
And, well, because it said the digital copy is now released online, so I was like, all right, I can get the digital copy. Nice. HD, 4K, don't have 4K TV. Teared up a little. Not going to lie.
Because it was good or because
it was how hot Aunt May was?
So good. You know what the part that actually almost did bring a tear to the eye?
What?
Childish Gambino's part in it. Yep.
Okay, so I saw an extended scene. Of him does after he,
does,
so
does he wear a costume in it?
No.
Please say yes.
Close.
Damn it.
He okay, so it's a so Peter as Spidey
Pietro.
Goes and yeah, Pietro as, okay. as we call him.
Yes.
Goes and sees him in the garage, right? And then leaves with him with his hand stuck there. So after Peter leaves the scene, he's sitting there, he's trying to get it off, he's trying to chip it off. He's like, I hate that dude. And then it's like it keeps doing like cut scenes of him like trying to like jump up and then yelling for help, and then it ends with him sitting on the ground. With his hand still stuck, he's like, yeah, Miles, I'm not going to be able to make it.
That's awesome.
I'm held
I knew
up
it.
Right
that
now.
Was his cousin, right?
No. It's his, so literally.
Peter's nephew, I mean. Did
yeah.
He say he
literally,
nephew?
When he looks him up to find the guy, they say the Prowler's name. His name is Aaron Davis. And when I saw Aaron Davis, great I was name. Like, exactly. I was like, that's the Prowler. That's Miles Morales' uncle. Like, that's awesome that they make his character the uncle of Spider-Man, a future Spider-Man. Yeah. And then on top of that, when Childish is, you know, or Donald, you know, Donald, as he likes to, yeah. you know, how he likes to be called.
Darkest formerly known as Childish.
Yeah, exactly. He goes through his lines, and he's like, you know, I don't want those guns in this area. He's like, I got a nephew here that lives here. And I'm like, his nephew is freaking Miles Morales. This is a setup. Literally, yeah. You can do a movie years from now, use yeah. the exact same actor as the uncle, and just have a new spin. Character. Yeah, just spin it. And
spin
like,
it.
In the comic books, he plays an important role in Miles' life, you know.
Was it he how he got the...
He's, yeah, because he steals the spider from Oscorp.
Right.
And the spider comes out of Donald Glover's backpack.
And bites him.
And bites Miles, yeah, exactly. And then there's a whole part in there where Miles is... Or where he figures out that Miles' nephew is his... hey, thanks for the follow. I can't see his name. Jobless? I don't know. So he, you know, it made me excited for the future of it. Yeah. Then all the other different little small plugs that they put in there. Scorpion was in it. Shocker, of course, was in there.
Right.
Tinkerer. Michael Keaton played an amazing villain.
Yeah, he was really good.
Yes.
How about that twist?
That twist in there.
Well, thanks for spoiling the movie.
Well, I didn't spoil it.
I haven't. No.
Oh my gosh.
Here's the thing, though.
You're worse than he is.
Here's the thing. It was a twist that I did not see coming.
Well, now I'm going to be looking for the
no,
twist.
You won't. You won't. I guarantee you will still not
you,
see
you
it.
You know there's
I
a twist.
Guarantee
you won't know what
and you
the
still
twist
won't
is.
See it. You still won't
okay.
see it.
Okay.
And I
challenge
like,
accepted.
That's so good. That's so good. Yeah, so Michael Keaton.
Aunt May's really Mary Jane. Sorry. That's a twist.
That's terrible.
Terrible. That's a whole weird thing they got going on here.
So are Aunt May and Peter actually related?
Yes, they are.
That's part of the twist.
What a twist.
Aunt May wasn't as hot as I was expecting, though.
Wow.
They kind of dumbed her down.
What?
What?
Yeah, they kind of... I was expecting
I don't
a little
have
more.
No words. If I took anything away from that movie, it was
how hot Aunt May was.
Oh yeah,
really? Wow,
totally.
Now you're making me think about the movie again. Damn.
I'm excited for the Marvel Universe because it said at the end of it, no more, or more Spider-Man will be in the future or something like that.
Right.
And then I actually did sit through the whole credits waiting for the end, and that BS at the very, very end with Captain America kind of irritated me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, his after credit scene.
Cry me a damn river, though. Like, you were watching a digital version. You were able to skip through shit, right?
I was.
We had to sit through the movie
in my
theater.
Day, yeah. We had to sit through the entire
back in my day, 3 months ago, we had to sit down through the whole damn movie thing. And
well, back in
shit.
My day, you had to wait like a year before it came to home from theaters. You had to wait for that VHS to slowly leak out and probably buy it on the side of the street from some street vendor. So, getting it 3 months later, it's not bad. Not bad. I like it. Been playing some more gaming as of lately.
Playing more gaming?
Yeah. Oh,
I play more gaming, too.
I've been
you
playing
sound like
more
such
gaming.
Fucking casual.
Because I kind of feel like I am, man. I don't play. I mean, there's nothing really out there tingling the old.
Gross. Still finish the sentence.
Tickling the old ivories?
Yeah. There's nothing out there. But
his
the game war, the game Warframe actually came out with an expansion. Not yet. It's not out yet. But it
can you get your story straight? You're
well, because
all over the place right now.
It's about to come out. It's like so close that you can taste it. Yeah.
What's Warframe taste like?
Metal.
Mostly metal.
Copper.
Mostly metal. A lot of iron and
yeah.
And stuff like that. But me and Jerry got back on today, downloaded the game. They did a whole bunch of updates, whole new type of game, and the newest update they're going to do is like a full open world type of thing. So they really slowly turned it into a type of MMO, and I like that.
I feel like it's coming back. Like, when we were playing it,
yeah.
there was a niche market of people who played it, but I feel like it's getting more and more popular.
When I went into like their little trade room, quote-unquote,
yeah.
It was packed. There was a lot of people there, and I showed Jerry. I like sent him a picture. I'm like, "Where are all these people coming from? It's like lagging my freaking game over here." So it might. I think it's probably gearing up for this new update, this big open world update that they're going to do and everything like that. So I don't know.
Get back into it.
It sounds dangerous, though.
It is. Hey!
Punch the bird.
Punch the bird. Just joined the thong
Fire
gang.
Fire must cleanse us.
Fire must cleanse us.
Join the red priestess. Order. I don't know. What's it in Game of Thrones? What's the red priestess?
Lord of Light.
Lord of Light. Thank
yes.
you.
What are you talking about?
Hey, what are you talking
That's
about?
That's what they say. Fire must cleanse us, or they worship fire and they burn people.
He said, I don't know. Something
they
to do with fire.
In the fire
has something to do with it. I forgot to introduce them anyway. The best people in the world, guys. The chat. Say hello, chat, everybody.
Hello, chat.
Hey,
what
chat.
Up, chat?
All right, that's enough, chat. I know.
And they're popping off. We got Special Cases, the North Remembers, Good Old Ninja, Happy Ninja, Diegondo.
Gondo's in the building. Gondo, you especially will like this episode.
Throwing it down. 316. Says, I just whipped your ass. J-Roms.
Who,
95.
Who said 316?
That's their name.
It's Some? Three... The
number
the
six
three?
And then
yeah.
two.
So here's a small thing too, Corey, that you might enjoy. I showed the Nakamura theme song to his cousin, Jerry. And instantly, Jerry was like, yeah, that's it. That's the WWE of old.
Jerry
Panari Khan.
Creepy Jerry?
Yes.
So he co-signed.
Co-signed.
Are you guys coming over tomorrow?
Oh, I don't know if he's coming over tomorrow.
Well, I mean, you are.
Yeah,
you and Steven.
Well, Steven's out of town. He had some family business he had to take care of.
So just give me me and you, buddy.
I'll invite some people.
Nah, it'll just be me and you.
Yeah, I'll
invite
some
fine.
People.
Just two bros.
I know some people that are into wrestling.
Nah, just me and you.
Some big wrestling fans.
No, I think it'll be better
like
if it's just more 300-pounder
guys. That,
a little more intimate, just me and you, broing it up, broing it down.
Tomiko's in chat. She's interested in wrestling.
Broing it all around town.
Ken's is actually interested in wrestling.
No, oh,
really?
I don't think
totally
cool.
making
no,
that up, but
we totally don't
we can,
need any, we don't need any girls, dude. Just be two bros. We could just bro down. We could just hang out. I could.
That doesn't sound
I
like
could,
a time.
I could grill us some steaks.
I mean,
I
if you
steak.
Haven't
the
seen
Bing
cosplay
bros.
Wrestling,
vegan.
That's
Bing
where it's
bros.
At.
Vegan. The Bing Bros watch men wrestle
no.
each other
no.
and eat meat.
Not
you know,
at
maybe
all.
We could even try the moves on each other after the show.
This is in. I'm not coming over, everybody. You won't see me within a mile of the house. I'll tell you that.
Mainly because of the restraining order.
Yep. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, Corey is lonely.
Special case says Corey is lonely.
I just want a friend.
That's terrible, sir. That's terrible. Yeah, friends all online, right?
Boy, that is the most millennial thing.
What, having friends
so
online?
Friends online right now.
How many people? Yeah, I wonder. Do people count that? Are there some people out there counting?
Oh, I'm sure they do now.
Maybe if you get to see them in person every once in a while.
Is that still a thing? Saying, "Oh, I have a significant other, but they're online." Is that that's less? Oh, you're in on that? That's messed
if you've
up,
never
man.
Never met, like you've never met in person, or
we've
you
Skyped.
Have met in person.
What if I said we Skyped? What if we Discorded only?
I think as long as both people have real video on,
then that's good, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If we Skyped, maybe did some hand stuff. Is that like, can I call that person? Can I call her a like, girlfriend then?
How do you?
He's talking about.
I know. I don't remember how to do the dog.
She's making shadow puppets.
Hand stuff.
I really
yeah.
Got,
see, hand it's stuff.
Like, what is she? What is she doing?
So, like, if I were to take my laptop out to dinner and she Skypes in, and you know, can I
go to the same place? Go to McDonald's.
Exactly.
Order the same thing.
Exactly.
There you go.
That's a date, right?
Yeah.
See, millennial dates. Boom.
And with the rise of VR, I think we're getting closer to dating across the world.
Exactly. That's the laziest form of dating, but it's dating nonetheless, everybody.
I mean, as long as you go outside, you're not being lazy.
So it's VR outside?
You go to the restaurant. It's a VR restaurant.
Uh-huh.
I feel like you're one step away from her, the movie.
Oh, no, yeah, you are.
I mean, you're right there.
When you're there, you're definitely one step away. So what I wanted to do today, everybody, kind of worked a little hard on this one. About 30 minutes.
A little hard?
It's more than...
He said little hard on.
Terrible. And that's sad. I hope you guys bring that imagination into this next bit. Because after watching that fantastic Marvel movie and
Ant-Man.
You guys shooting down my idea of either Disneyland or Universal Studios... putting up an actual X-Men mansion.
We didn't shoot it
we
down.
Didn't shoot it down. Yeah, we questioned the logistics of it.
You basically said it's never going to happen.
It is never going
to
happen.
And then when I took it to somebody else, they were like, that's freaking amazing. I would love to walk around the X-Mansion. I'm like, yeah, why wouldn't you?
Okay, I acknowledge how awesome it would be, mm-hmm. but it's impossible to happen. And
why is it impossible? Improbable?
Because,
unlikely,
because
yes.
In your
but
mind,
impossible, no.
In your mind, your heart of hearts, you would know they were all actors.
Well, yeah, duh. I'm not asking for you to...
It sounded like last show you really wanted to get
no,
Carrie into this world.
No.
Where everything like, would be fantastical. And you're all right, now this is where you tell me I'm the chosen one. Okay, go.
You tell me you play video games and you believe that stuff is really going on?
And then Storm comes in from the side. You're like, Storm, you missed your damn cue! Do it again, Storm! Do it again!
I'm telling you, it'd be awesome. It would make so much money. Hand over fist.
In theory.
Hand over fist,
in
everybody.
In theory.
Well, I mean...
It'd be cheesy.
Of course it'd be cheesy. It's like the Disney people that are doing it right now.
No, you've been to the Harry Potter world thing, right?
That's what started it. But I feel like that's a whack.
Okay, hang on, because chat corrected us.
Okay.
So, in Florida...
Florida. Okay.
As I call it.
I wouldn't. Go ahead.
They expanded on it, so there's a lot more now. And so, have you seen any of the movies?
Yeah, I've seen.
Okay.
I've seen almost
so,
all.
So, you know how you have Diagon Alley, it's like hidden?
So you can go in Diagon Alley,
there's
right?
a hidden Diagon
what?
Alley.
Okay. See, that's cool.
Aside,
and you
yeah.
can go in those, are there shops?
The shops?
Are they all
yeah.
shops?
Well, so, originally, you can go in Ollivander's.
Uh-huh.
You could go in Flourish and Bots. You can go in the candy one.
I don't know.
The original one was Hogsmeade Village.
Okay.
Now they added Diagon Alley in addition to Hogsmeade. In LA, they just have what Florida started out as. So they just have
okay.
Hogsmeade, the castle.
But I'm talking about like in the castle. Go inside. Go in all the different rooms. When you go to the little staircase, everything the stairs are moving for you.
Yeah.
You know, of course, there's probably people standing there like,
I
want
please. To know the how do you,
don't
how
move.
Do you see this happening?
You know, is this a whole thing just for you, or can other people?
No,
because
I'm not a Harry Potter fan like that.
No, I'm thinking, sorry, even in your X-Men thing.
Yeah, there's multiple people in there. I said before, they take a group of people in there. There's no way you could do it one at a time. You'd have to take a group of people.
I just want to see how far within reality you are. So I'm glad.
I'm well within reality. Okay. I know exactly that this would be just some type of exhibit.
It's kind of like the Terminator attraction they used to have at Universal.
Mm-hmm.
Remember where they took you in and like they had this announcer saying Skynet this, Skynet that. You never seen that?
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah. So they basically take you in and they tell you all about how great Skynet is, and then, you know, it happens.
Oh, and then the Skynet attacks.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know?
So I mean, I think if it was kind of run like that, and ended up like you go in onto some kind of ride, and you know you had one of the actors taking you through it, they're good enough. It's an immersive experience.
Tell me it wouldn't be dope if you're sitting in the middle of the room that has Cerebro in it, and whatever actor is there sitting as Charles Xavier takes you through like this whole thing of searching and finding, you know, new mutants and stuff like that.
You just stand there as lights flash around?
Lights flash around, and then from some random picture, they can pick one person, like how they do with the what's the Magic Mountain thing? Is that what it's called? The Buccaneer? What? The one that takes the picture of you Star when you're Wars. Going down.
They all take pictures.
They all take pictures.
The one about the one that Portman was on?
Splash Mountain. There you go. Splash Mountain.
Racist ride, yeah.
Okay.
We'll get back to that.
They, you know, your picture pops up as being identified as a mutant or something like that. And the crowd is looking at you like, wow, he's a freak.
Oh, yeah. Haunted Mansion, you become a ghost.
See, look at that. Thank you. And they couldn't do that for the X-Men universe that they own?
You know what would ruin it, though?
What would ruin it?
People.
So they just have nothing but animatronics, are you saying?
No, I mean like other people with you. Like, okay, were you guys with me when I did the Walking Dead thing? Were any of you guys there?
Nope.
I don't think so.
It was like a Walking Dead like run experience thing.
Oh, no.
Running Dead?
It was at San Diego Comic-Con, and it was at the baseball stadium. And it's like part 5K with a experience thrown into it. So you're running away from zombies, dodging them. They're like instructed not to touch you, so no one can get killed or anything.
Nobody would sue.
I start punching people.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, like I've done other runs where you got like flag football things, and if they take your flag, you're like then you're infected or whatever. You still finish the run.
They should have done that though. Yeah, they should have done that.
We got to like the ending point, or so we thought, and it was a camp, and they ushered us into this tent, and it was Negan. And he's like telling us, and this is before he came out on the show, so a lot of people didn't understand, but he's being very Negan-ish, you know, like trying to be spooky.
That's dope, kinda. Though.
It was cool until all the other Yahoos started like mouthing off to the actor. Like they made it
a miserable experience. See,
aww.
I would have done it to where if I'm running the event or whatever like that, first of all, people are signing waivers because I'm going crazy. But if they're mouthing off, then
they get hit in the head with a baseball
exactly.
bat.
But it's not a real bat.
Let's make it realistic.
It's not a real
one
bat.
Of those squeaky bats?
As soon as they get hit, I have one of the other actors drag them out. You're like, whoop.
You have a plant that's in there and mouthing off, and then you hit the actor.
Oh, yeah.
Who's put in there, and then nobody else mouths off the entire time.
Yeah, see?
The actor guy who was playing Negan did his best to like improv his way and still keep his credibility. But you can tell, like, it was so frustrating for him.
Dude, come on.
It's frustrating for all of us. It started a mutiny because the rest of us were like, dude, just shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, telling the other guy?
Yeah. It completely broke the immersion, ruined everything. But in your scenario, unless you make it where there's no kids, you're going to have a dumbass little 5-year-old kid
popping off. Oh, yeah, he gets hit.
And he's going to ruin everyone's experience.
Throw him into Cerebro.
He gets hit, and then he gets dragged off.
People suck, man.
Like, oh, Juggernaut just came in, hit you in the face.
You know what?
There you go, kid.
Some of these escape rooms are getting pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, and that's different because people are invested. Like, you have to pay fucking $50 to get into one, so you don't want to ruin your experience.
Well, I think if you're doing something in Universal and stuff like that, then you're literally paying to get inside there, so I don't think you want to ruin your experience there. How much was it to get into the 5K run thing?
I was press. I didn't have to pay. Okay. But it did cost money.
Okay.
Have you seen the ones where you're given, like, a Nerf gun? And so it's the same kind of thing. You're running through, but you have a Nerf gun, so you could shoot the zombies as you're running. And if they get hit, like they have to like fall back. So if they get in your way, then you shoot them.
That's dope. That's dope. Like that's really immersive and stuff like that. And then you got to save one bullet for yourself just in case.
So taking this to the next level, have you heard of that mansion kind of thing in L.A.? where it's like five or six people. You go in, you have to sign a waiver, and they basically take you through the house and put you through real torture kind of stuff. Like, they waterboard you.
Oh, yeah!
They tie you up. They, like, shake you and stuff.
Screw that. Don't touch my body.
I did hear about that. You basically have to sign a big fucking waiver, and the thing is, to like, the first thing they make you do is, like, all right, strip naked. You know, and then they, like...
Oh, so they take you through some full-blown, like...
No, the people who leave that are, like...
You're shook.
Yeah, they're shook. Well, it's crazy. Okay.
Yeah, why would you want to do
who,
that?
Who does that? Like, who is, well, speaking, I want to see how they treat terrorists.
Rich people.
I mean, it takes you through that experience, and you know that you're still safe.
No.
Like, in the back of your mind, you know that...
Because you're signing a waiver. That means something may have happened to somebody else at one point. So we needed to make this document saying that if it happens to you, your loved ones that are still alive
they're just protecting themselves.
Oh, they're protecting themselves?
Yeah. If you die...
If you die, because there means there's a chance.
I'm pretty sure if you die, it's your own damn fault.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is your own fault for going in that stupid thing.
She's the kind of person
that would have a waiver. Yeah. Exactly.
You forget your safe word, and then you're just done.
Exactly. That's why I don't mess with them anymore. So
safe word.
Safe word.
Just to be,
just so I don't forget it.
Safe word.
So, anybody watch Harmon's Quest yet?
No.
Mm-hmm. So they play D&D on there all the time, and it's a 30-minute show. And I'm like, how do they run through a D&D session in 30 minutes? And then I got the idea. Like, of course they don't play D&D because one, they can't call it D&D because of licensing, and I don't believe Dan Harmon wants to pay that. So
he has that community money.
And he wants to keep that community money. And second of all, to make it more flow better, he kind of leaves the imagination up to the players. I mean, you have the DM, of course, giving you all the, you know, storyline and stuff like that. But
it's improv.
Yeah. Like things like if I, you know, I want to shoot that guy in the eye. You don't really do that in D&D too much. You know, you can. But, like, there's a lot of stats and everything that you got to go with it. Their thing is kind of roll, pass, or fail.
That's basically exactly like that podcast I told you about.
The Star Wars one, right? Yeah. So I figured let's do some of that tonight. Let's do some of that.
Do we need dice?
No, you don't need dice.
Okay.
All you need is your imagination. Okay. I got the dice, pass or fail, and I'll give you guys the situations.
I was not prepared. I'm not mentally prepared.
Well, get mentally prepared, everybody, because this thing is going to one of my favorite Marvel properties. Yes, this is the Ghostbusters theme song.
I am afraid of ghosts.
I bet you are. Welcome to the second annual X-Men
Ghostbusters.
Terrible.
Wait, X-Men ranking?
X-Men ranking show, yeah, we're going to do it. No. No, this isn't the X-Men ranking show. This is
I've heard that episode.
The episode was fair and fair and balanced.
I'm out of town to pay
you guys redo that. So basically what it is a scenario where you three, ladies and gentlemen, are mutants. And your powers are just manifested.
We're
and
not enhanced beings?
No, you're not enhanced beings. We're not playing that league.
Plus, we're right. Fox.
Yeah. We're not, you're not special.
We're playing the Fox universe.
Yeah. And this that's it. Hold on. Just to kind of cut for a half second on this one. Hold on. Because my sister literally.
That was ruined.
My sister asked me last night, she's like, are you going to watch Gifted? And I was like, why in the world would I watch that
is
abomination?
Is that like the non-Fox?
No, that is. That's, Fox. That's Fox's what? X-Men
TV
like,
show.
World TV show. Yes.
Why didn't they just call them, well, I guess, Mutants? A show called Mutants.
It
may not play very
well. I was
well.
Like, I'm not watching.
Well, that's what that. They call, that's what they call them in, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Gifted.
Mutants? Oh, no, they're mutants, all right? Yeah. Let's get it right. They're freaking mutants. All right, here we go.
We're starting over?
So.
I no ghosts.
But what are you guys missing? You're missing your mutant abilities.
Costumes. Oh.
No.
Costume.
I'm wearing my costume.
Now remember, you're not
I was ready.
You're not X-Men. You're just mutants.
I got yellow spandex in the car.
I bet you do. That have been
completely unrelated reasons.
They got a leather suit upstairs.
So, again,
the ball gag.
For completely unrelated reasons.
That's his power.
Oh no, he's about to pick his power in a second here.
He's the gift from Pulp Fiction.
We get to pick our powers?
No, you don't get to really pick your powers, because just like in the Marvel Cinematic and comic book universe, nobody knows what their powers are until they're manifested.
Mm. Oh shit!
Yeah, Agents of Shield.
That's
that.
Fair. I dig that. I'm not happy if you're choosing them though.
So I've already chosen 17 abilities. Whoa. Just at random, from a website called Superpower Wikis. They have small descriptions in them. So, as these mutants that you guys are, you have the same physical attributes that you have now in your current form. Put you at 50 hit points apiece. That's your life, basically.
Wait, if we're at our current standings, I refuse to believe I have the same amount of hit points as these two.
You all have 50 hit points.
Because he's the tank?
I mean, we have a girl, which, you know, they're a little more delicate. And we have this guy.
I'm delicate, so I have 70 HP.
No, actually, she'd whip my ass. Yeah. That's true. But him, come on.
Yeah, there's me.
So
that's okay. I'm okay saying that, because I, like, even in games, like video games, I like being the guy that kind of stays back and just picks people off.
Well, you may not.
You're the ranger.
A stay-backy character.
I'm a stay-backy character. I'm stay way okay.
You're the Hanzo.
So, in my hat, I have 17 numbers. I have 17 numbers.
Oh, you said the cardboard, did you?
All of you guys... I always just kept it in there to keep the form in it. All
right, got mine.
And so, I will be giving you guys your powers according to the number that you chose. It will correspond. It just goes from... You know, I just numbered all the powers in the whatchamacallit in the hat here.
This can't be good.
Right.
It looks like I have a choice.
No, you have. I need to have a choice. You
I have 31, so clearly my powers are ice cream related.
No, that says E1.
I'm either 6 or 9, whichever one's better.
Both.
Let me see. 69. Let me see yours. Yeah, that's a 9.
Okay.
That's 69. A 9.
The powers happen to you and the other person.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. So.
Alright.
My thing is loading a little bit slowly, so. Bear with me right now while I find all
this
your powers.
The worst.
So what number do you have,
Xavier?
What number do you have, Webb?
I have 13.
You have 13. Actually, I think that might be an actual pretty good one. Now, I'm going to give you guys your powers on your Facebook Messenger. I'm going to message them directly to you because there's a description. And you guys should probably... I mean, they're nothing really in-depth to where it's like, oh, I don't know what my power does. It's pretty basic.
It's pretty
basic.
Yeah. I can pretty much...
Yeah,
it up in there.
If cool. You can't get it from there, from the small
you
description,
have powers.
Yeah, you really don't.
Xavier comes and strips him from you.
Man, it'd be cool to have this playing all the time, like when I'm walking around, like have a theme song.
It's a fire, fire breaks out, and you feel like you can save people in there,
It just starts
up.
Playing in your head.
All right, I'm trying to get the
fire alarm goes off at work. Why is Aaron?
That's what
running?
The alarm sounds like. Yeah.
Before we start, too, are there any favorite X-Men that you guys have?
Rogue.
Because she can steal powers. I didn't put that in there. No. I should have put one of those in there. Yeah.
Peter Petrelli.
Yeah. The website that I had, literally had him like down. Like it was the superhero, so it's like people that have these abilities.
That
and stuff
is the
like
most
that.
Overpowered ability ever. Just saying.
Kinda.
Like, just...
I feel like it should have a storage...
You keep it.
It should have, like, a storage limit.
Yeah, see like,
it's
Rogue,
like a hard drive.
Rogue just... She absorbs it for that amount of time until she touches somebody else, right?
It was that way until she touched Carol Danvers for a little while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, and she just kind of kept them.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It
I didn't really have a favorite one.
Fryzer Up theme song.
I always liked Iceman.
316 Ice, likes Wolverine.
Iceman was dope, actually, Omega level mutant.
Yep.
Mimic was cool. He had a 5 storage limit, says Diagondo in the chat room.
Are you just stalling?
Well, because my freaking thing is going slow. I see your powers, but I'm trying to give them to you guys.
Keep naming X-Men, chat.
Yeah,
help,
keep
help
naming
out, yeah.
We'll just keep rambling off stuff.
Mm-hmm. Just do it with my phone. It's probably faster than
Wait,
this
what
slow
do?
Thing. A lot of stuff.
He has cables that come out of his arms.
He has guns.
That's
he
horrible if that's cable. What you really thought his,
that's
his
Omega
thing was.
Red.
That is Omega Red, yes.
Close enough.
I like Beast, too.
All right, Webb, you got what?
13.
All right.
Damn, I don't like that.
No, good. You're fine. You're fine.
The ability to turn into a frog.
So one of my...
I just stayed back.
One of the listeners of the show, I told him about this, and he was like, just put in the ability to melt.
That would be mine. Wait. Oh, shit.
Hey, if you learn anything from the secret world of Alex Mack, that is...
Boom.
Oh.
You can't do shit with that.
Oof.
You can sneak under doors.
My childhood, man.
Yeah.
Villains pop up. You guys are on your own.
All right. I'm going in this tube.
Tell me when it's over.
Yeah. All right,
use
Corey.
The word,
what
safe word? And I'll know it's over.
Corey, what number do you have? Nine.
I was number 69, baby.
All right, so number nine. Got to scroll up.
69.
All right, you guys got some pretty interesting abilities here.
Wow.
Sky high.
Some pretty interesting abilities here.
First mistake: sneaking into buttered popcorn.
Oh no! This is okay.
How do you feel about your ability so far?
Poison Ivy, basically.
All right, Corey, there's yours.
Wrong
and
universe, by the way.
Your number, 14? Aaron, was 14. Microsoft, you ought to be ashamed of yourself because my phone is going faster than your actual
What browser
tablet.
Are you using?
I'm using Chrome.
Oh.
Watch them be like, well, if you used Internet Explorer, Aaron.
No, they say Edge. Edge is the fastest browser you can use.
No, Bing is the best browser, according to all the TV shows I watch.
Bing isn't a browser, it's a search engine.
Whatever.
Get you have your ass, Aaron.
All right, here we go.
Interesting.
Everybody's...
I had to read it a couple times.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know what mine was at first. I thought mine had to do with swimming.
Yay!
Aw, she got the good one.
I'm the Life is Strange power.
Wait, what is that?
Can I say it?
Yeah,
yes,
please.
I'm also.
Are we hiding these from each other?
No, you can let each other know.
Relative localized time manipulation. The user can manipulate the time in general area or a specific target in various manners. The basics revolving around accelerating, slowing, stopping, or even rewinding or looping.
She's the leader.
The range of area affected is proportional to the mastery of the user with top levels. Oh, with top levels can affect the
entire...
I need a redo.
What?
Need a redo.
Oh, wow, this is long.
That's
what
she said.
We all got it!
Yeah.
Everybody's looking for that one. Low-hanging fruit that is, isn't it?
Wait a minute. So
that's what she said.
What are the limitations of her power?
This dice over here.
Okay.
Apparently, the higher level I am, the better I am at doing it.
Ooh.
Due to
that's
time
what she said.
It's just
I know.
Like, yeah,
I know.
Like life.
Right, you tell that to a 70-year-old.
Hey! Don't knock until you tried it.
Okay, alright, we're moving right along.
Yep, I'm
gonna. So, are you guys familiar with your powers?
Wait, hang on. Corey, what'd you get?
You go first.
Alright, I got chlorokinesis.
Chlorokinesis?
Yes, chlorokinesis.
There we go. I can manipulate plants and vegetable life within a 50-foot radius. I'll be throwing tomatoes at people all day long!
Ooh, good old ninja. Good old ninja said your code name could be Time Shift.
There you go. That's actually really good.
Ooh, yeah.
Let's go.
So I can create, shape, and manipulate plants, including wood, vines, plants, moss, and parts of the plants, such as leaves, seeds, fruits, and flowers.
So can we call you Wood Manipulator?
316
yeah.
says you're a vegan hero.
Yeah, I'm a vegan.
A fruit ninja.
I have dreadlocks.
Webb is a fruit ninja. Arc Knight says. All right.
Time shift and fruit ninja.
I love it.
Yes. Now I like my power again.
He's the
We're
trees
back.
From Wizard of Oz.
Said called Whole Foods. That's
Whole Foods.
Gondo says Stickman Webb. Corey, what's your abilities?
My body is made of a malleable, non-toxic mercury that is capable of being forged into various forms, such as weapons or tools. I could cling to walls. I can't
necessarily
climb. You're
Alex Mack.
Yeah, and
you can't climb the wall.
I can just cling to it. And I do not require nutrition or air.
That's not a bad
choice.
So if
it's space mission, you're in charge.
Then I'm the captain now.
But you can still eat, right? You can still digest? Because I feel like that would make me sad.
Ark Knight Forever said, Terminator 2!
Yeah, basically.
I'm basically Gondo whenever he plays magic, because I can make plants rise out of the earth and just fight for me.
From your graves. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
All three of you are on a small bus that stops right in front of a giant mansion in northern New York. You step off the bus. You're the only three that seems to be leaving this bus. And you're looking around the whole mansion area. And you see clouds kind of part ways as a white-haired woman flies from the sky and lands right in front of you. She introduces herself as Aurora Monroe. And she says, "Welcome to the Xavier Institute for the Gifted Children. I'm Aurora. Who might you be, young lady?"
I am Selena Ferreira.
Selena, oh. It's nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. And you, sir, with the glasses?
I'm Jeff.
Hey.
I don't have a last name.
Okay, Jeff. That's cool.
Like Madonna.
And you, sir, with the beard?
My name is Corey.
Your name just Corey? Oh, okay.
Corey Vincent.
That's cool. Cool. I take it you're all here because of the invitations that you received.
My car broke down about 4 kilometers back. I just needed a ride.
You're from England, I take it then.
Yeah, mine said that I'm a wizard.
You're a wizard.
An owl dropped a letter off to me.
Very interesting. Very, very interesting. Well, anyway, you're all students here at the Xavier Institute. Let me show you guys to your room. So she leads you guys into the mansion where you guys see inside two staircases that swivel all the way up to the second floor. There's plenty of space everywhere, bookcases as far as the eye can see, and also kids all running around, like none looking more than about 14 years of age.
Damn kids.
Aurora looks at you guys and is like, "Let me show you guys to your room so you can put your things down and we can kind of go out into the yard and we'll do some assessment tests for you guys."
Can I request a garden-facing room?
A garden-facing room?
My plants.
We'll do the best we can to accommodate you. How about that? There's a lot of space here, but, you know, we kind of have, you know, limited options.
I just want one with a corner and a couch.
Let me show you guys your room. She walks you guys to a pretty standard room where
you
guys...
Can you do a voice for her?
Where you put your things down.
Are you? Can I ask you a question? Are you a smoker? Your voice is very deep for a woman.
I will, yeah. I'll try to do the Storm voice. I'll try to do voices then.
This is not like Halle Berry.
Well, this is the narrator right now.
Okay, sorry.
All right? This is why the X-Men match wouldn't work, because of you guys. You put your things down, and then she escorts you out to the back of the mansion, where you guys see a kind of large field with scattered trees around, you know, the field and everything like that. Was she African?
Sure.
What was your name again? Nina?
Selena Ferreira.
She's African.
Selena.
Selena Ferreira.
Selena Ferreira. What is your ability?
My ability is, I believe I can manipulate time. I discovered it when I relived the same moment like 4 times.
That is very interesting.
Wait, do you just believe that you can, or can you?
I think I can.
Think you?
Okay. Yes.
Time manipulation is a very, very powerful ability, Selena.
It's a lot
she
of
picks
pressure.
Up a rock and she throws it right at your face.
I stop the rock.
Let's see if you stop this.
I just put my hands. I put my hands up because it's kind of a knee-jerk reaction.
The rock flies straight at your face and stops right in the middle of your face, an inch away from your nose. And Aurora just smiles at you. As you put your hands down, the rock seems to just collapse out of the sky, falling to the earth. And you, glasses boy. Sorry, your names
Arknight,
are all...
Arknight says lie, don't tell her.
Your names are all very new to me, I'm sorry.
Jeff. Jeff.
Thank you.
It's new.
It's a wonderful name.
You don't have Jeffs
name.
In Africa?
It's a wonderful name, okay. Jeff.
No, it's Jeff.
What is your abilities?
She's into me. I think she's going to try and read our poems or something. They're gonna give us a
tell me now your abilities.
You
tell me now your abilities.
You see that tree over there? I move my hand and I make the tree wave and then bow.
The tree gently waves it like it's being rustled by some unforeseen force and then bends to the will of your commands as Storm just looks at you and smiles.
She's into me.
Corey?
Wait, who's Storm?
As Aurora looks at you and smiles. Corey, is it right?
Yeah.
You have a similar ability. Yours is more prevalent.
It's a little more obvious.
I can kind of see a little bit. Are we in some type of danger?
I'm all Mercury.
All Mercury?
Yeah, that's why I look like this. I came here to get fixed. I don't want to be this color no more. I'd like to be normal human. Just run my podcast.
Well, you are in a safe place, Corey.
I saw some paint.
I don't...
No, does everyone you touch die?
No, it's as far as I could tell, it's a non-toxic form of Mercury.
Gotcha.
I read a lot of books, and I went to Wiki, and I think I'm made of Mercury, and I could turn my body into shapes. It's like this beard is all me. Like, I made this beard with my Mercury. Ladies love it. Kind of like got this Mr. Fantastic thing, but made of Mercury.
Hmm. Very interesting. That is very interesting.
Only kills fish.
As long as, I guess you are no danger to others in that form, you are okay.
Is that fine? Do a shape.
Do a shape? What do you want to see?
Pick a shape.
I'll do whatever you want.
Do a triangle.
All right, I'm going to make my hand into a triangle.
You form your hand into a triangle, and the other two are amazed at ease.
Wow.
Of how you can form your hand into a triangle.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool, but I'd rather just be a normal guy and go back to my podcast.
Sorry, that is... So what you don't understand, Corey, is when you are a mutant, it is... There's nothing wrong with you.
Did you say call me the M-word?
Yes, a
That's
mutant.
That's like a dirty word out there, you know? Like, I'm just a guy.
You have to accept what you are. You are a mutant, like the rest of us.
Okay, okay. For now, this is cool, but we'll find a cure.
We'll find a cure? There's no cure for your mutations.
Agree to disagree.
I make a tree come up and pat him on the back. Just like a little sapling.
Let's go ahead and... So, a little small sapling grows from the ground and starts caressing your shoulder, Corey.
I accelerate the time so that the tree goes faster.
let's go ahead and see.
We're a good team.
I know.
And I'm rolling high for some reason. So the tree grows into a giant branch and kind of weighs Corey down with its heaviness. With its heaviness. In the distance, a man is standing on the balcony of the mansion and he yells down, "Hey!" How does he sound? "Hey, Storm, you got a phone call." And
is this guy African too?
Storm looks back on the balcony and sees the man in a long trench coat, and she flies up towards him, leaving you guys in the in kind of the grassy area by yourself with the giant tree petting Corey. Storm, as you guys know her now from her, you know, being yelled at, goes off into the mansion to go answer the phone call as the man jumps down from the balcony and runs up to you guys and says, "I saw you guys playing with your abilities and I decided to come over and, you know, kind of help you guys out a little bit."
I know what he's trying to do.
I'm trying.
And I give you appreciation.
The name is Gambit.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody calls me Gambit. You guys can call me Gambit.
This is a southern accent you're trying to do?
That's Cajun.
Best as Cajun I can do.
There we go.
Yeah. You're into it now.
But here's the problem. You're not going to find anything out here. I got a better spot for you inside the mansion. To really, you know, flex your muscles.
All right.
You guys want to follow Gambit?
I follow Gambit.
All right, we'll follow.
All right. Gambit leads you guys back into the mansion, and he takes you downstairs into like this this corridor where it looks like it's a lot of old statues and everything is lining the hallways and everything. He walks up to one of the statues and he kind of twists it in this weird motion and opens up a sliding door on the side of the wall. You guys follow him inside and you see this giant like room, this giant ocular circle room lined with like metal everywhere. Gamma says, stay right here. I'll be right back. And he walks up a metal stairs to what looks like another room hovering above this giant room. And then you hear him through the PA system. Gambit say, this is the danger room where we all practice as much as we can our abilities. I'm not going to do anything.
Do you refer to yourself in the third person, Gambit?
Gambit always refers to himself in the third person. I know it's weird for you, but that's the way Gambit does things.
Can you please talk like you're talking through a loudspeaker? To really, I need help with the immersion.
I can't. There's no loudspeaker.
You know how you can do it.
Like, well, this ain't 1980s. They have better technology.
Oh, it's HD.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. The stuff they're about to do, Gamma's about to put you guys through some ringers.
Oh, acceptable.
Okay, so we'll start off with a very simple training exercise, just to guys get you familiar with your abilities. Okay. Does that sound fine?
Dig it.
All right, Gambit ain't gonna go too hard on you, okay? Your hand is raised.
There's no plant. I can't do anything in here.
I guess you might just be stuck then, ain't you?
Okay. All right. I can play with this.
All right.
Can we take a look around the room first?
You look around the room, and there's just a whole bunch of just metal walls everywhere. You just look like you're in a blank metal room. That's it.
Ooh.
Gambit hits a button on one of the consoles, and all of a sudden, silver tentacles start to emit from the walls and come rushing right at you guys.
I stop time.
Alright. Not fully in control of your abilities just yet. You seem to slow down the tentacles, but it still is making its way towards Corey.
I'm going to turn my hands into a giant shield for me and the team.
All right.
Hey.
You put your hands together and create a giant square-shaped shield that reflects the tentacles kind of back just a bit. But then they slowly start to move around the shape of your shield.
You said we're underground, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I checked my bag for the apple that I brought with me.
Let's roll.
That's a team player right there.
You look inside your bag and you find that it's already gone.
Damn it.
You ate it on the way over here.
It's good thinking, though.
Did I keep the apple core?
Let's find out. You did seem to keep the apple core, though, inside this. So there's an eaten apple in there.
Okay. So.
All right, I take the apple core out of my bag, throw it on the ground, and I try to accelerate time so that it grows.
All right.
Oh, snap. I see what you're doing here. That's way better than what I was going
to
try and do.
You throw the apple on the ground real quick, and the apple grows back to its original shape.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to hold on to the apple for a second, and then you see me concentrate really hard, and I try to bring roots in through the walls.
You struggle and strain as you rip through the ground a large root coming and entangling itself in the metal straps. Gambit gets back on the speaker and goes, "That was very good. Seems like you got the hang of your abilities."
I do.
Let's turn it up a niche.
De pelos.
Just a niche. All right.
Who's that talking?
This is actually awesome.
All right. Did you hear it? Because I'll play it again just in case.
Survival? Oh, I gotcha.
Hello, Professor.
What's up?
Initializing Danger Room Protocol 00X18C. Mission objective, survival.
So, you see the tentacles quickly slurp right back into the wall as if they were afraid of something. And then a small device falls from the roof and begins to emit a light source out of it, building kind of like a structure out of this hardened life, making a construct out of it. And then you see it's a giant mutant hunting sentinel. Yep. Here we go.
Wait, could you repeat the last part? I was double checking my power.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. Okay.
It's a mutant. So you see a giant reddish purple mutant hunting sentinel right in front of you, and it begins to walk slowly towards you.
I take the root that I pulled from the ground and wrap it around the legs of the sentinel, like in that old-timey space movie where they trip the walking robots.
With all your might, you try as hard as you can to pull the roots and wrap them around the sentinel's leg, but the sentinel grabs the root and quickly rips it off of its legs and begins to lift up its hand and point it directly at Selena.
I... I try to distort the area the sentinel's in and manipulate its atoms.
You fail to do so. You put your hands up towards him, trying to slow time or manipulate time at all, and he just continues to move forward towards you.
I'm going to turn my hand into a giant sharp axe and try and cut its hand off at the wrist.
It just looks at you. As you turn your hand into an axe and you swipe at it, becoming stuck inside of the leg of the sentinel.
I start concentrating and start pulling up roots from all over the room, growing them and wrapping them around the sentinel.
You actually become very tired and weakened. And fall to your knees trying to pull more roots out of the ground. Seems like you,
this one's on you guys.
Seems like you exhausted yourself for right
can
now.
I pick up can the I apple turn, and I throw it at the sentinel.
Can I turn back time to when he wasn't tired?
What? Say it one more time?
Am I able to turn back time to where he wasn't tired?
You can go ahead and try that.
Are you redo? What you're let's try this again.
All right. Roll for it.
316 says eat the apple.
Yeah, hang on. Is this like Zelda? If I eat the apple, can I gain a couple hearts back?
I don't think so.
Okay.
The sentinel holds up its hands, unfazed by your time manipulation, and
she's trying to get me.
I know.
Oh, okay.
I know exactly what she's doing. And he begins to open fire on all of you guys.
Oh shit! Goddamn!
I hold up my hand to try and stop any of them that are coming towards us.
All right. You managed to stop at least three of the shots of the five shots that were fired, but still two of them hit Corey and I don't know what your name is. What is
Jeff?
It? Jeff.
How is that hard to remember?
Because nobody remembers Jeff.
G E.
And now you're gonna go with that spelling too.
So to recap where I'm at, I took a shot and I
you're stuck in his leg.
Into his leg.
Yes.
So I missed his hand.
Yeah, you only hit the leg. It's a very giant.
But I created a fracture in his.
There is a fracture in his leg.
All right,
which you seem to be stuck in.
Can I go liquid form and enter the sentinel?
Yeah, you go liquid form and you enter, and now you are at the base of the sentinel's leg, while he is still on the outside trying to shoot the other two.
I run and try to dodge.
Let's see here. You successfully dodged the attacks, leaving Jeff vulnerable out there with an apple in front of him.
With any strength I have left, I take the root that I still have growing from the one root,
mm-hmm.
and I use that as to shield me.
The root grows and covers a small portion of your body, but you still get shot right in the chest, taking 12 damage.
Damn. Oh man, you're at 38.
I would like to, I'm actually a fan of the anti-mutant movement, and so I did a lot of research on Sentinels, and I happen to know that they keep a lot of the central processing up in their brain.
Okay.
So I'm going to work my way up to the brain.
All right.
And try and crush all the electronics from the inside.
You slowly slither your way up through the sentinel while he's still shooting rapidly outside, and you make his way to the brain area, where you begin to surround yourself with a whole bunch of different electronics and just crush them in your Mercury, you know, body form or whatever, the little Alex Mack form. the head of the Sentinel explodes, and it drops down to its knees. But then you hear large footsteps in the distance. Ooh. It gets faster and faster.
I eat the apple.
You eat the apple.
Oh, you didn't see good old Ninja's suggestion. He said put the apple in the robot and then grow it.
I'm not going to eat the entire apple. We'll take the seed. We'll do that, yeah.
The ground starts shaking violently as you guys look up at Gambit, who kind of has a confused look on his face, like, what's going on? And boom, crashes through the wall, a giant juggernaut.
Ooh.
And that's where we end the story, right there.
Oh, man.
I want to know what's going to happen next.
Yeah, well, I mean...
That so in one world, we're stuck in a jar. In the other world, I'm dying, and we're getting attacked by a juggernaut.
You're not dying
the
yet.
Juggernaut. The juggernaut.
The juggernaut. Exactly. Important question, is Corey naked after coming out of the Alex Mack?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
No, I'm naked the whole time.
He's like, naked the whole time. Yeah. He makes clothes out of his...
I'm like Iceman. Like, I'm just the form of Mercury.
Yeah.
You just a Ken doll down there?
Actually...
Yeah, there it is, yeah.
When I need it, I... Yeah.
You can make it happen.
I'm envisioning myself more as Carnage.
Carnage?
Yeah. The powers are similar to Carnage, except not Mercury.
Whatever floats your boat, man.
I'm drawing for resources.
And that was episode one of New Mutants, everybody. Thank you for sticking around with that one. It was a little tough because this thing is extremely slow for some reason. But, you know... They did an all right job. They defeated a Sentinel.
Hey.
Even though it was a fake Danger Room one.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Yeah.
I didn't.
But will they be able to defeat the Juggernaut, everybody?
Next time.
What does the Juggernaut even want? Why is he there?
What if he's there to be friends?
Where's the X-Men at in all this? Did Aurora ever get that phone call? Find all that out and more on the next episode, of course. I don't know what to call it. I don't know.
New Mutants.
There you go, New Mutants. There we go.
That's what you just told.
Trademarked.
Yeah, but see, I don't know if that was going to fit or rhyme. You know, Aaron, you got anything to plug before we wrap any of this?
First episode of the Ganymede's Girls podcast is on Twitch right now. We're trying to get it up onto something else, YouTube and some sort of podcast network. Got some films coming out soon. And yeah, see everybody at TwitchCon/BlizzCon whenever you're going.
Oh, yeah, that is coming up, isn't it?
Yep.
All right. That's cool. We got anything coming up besides Sack Gamers? Oh, we got the thing at Oblivion, the Halloween thing, right?
Yeah, boy.
All right, we're going to be doing some podcasts straight out of there.
Ooh, one more. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Extra Life event, also through Ganymede's Girls, happening October 28th. We're doing a 24-hour marathon.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so our goal is $500. Help us get there. And we have some stretch goals that we're going to announce soon.
So be on the lookout for that, I guess.
28th, 29th, and we're going to do it costume style.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Everything's better with costumes, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
For Aaron, Corey, the real David Webb, I'm Sir Aaron Professor Carter saying we had a lot of fun, everybody. See you next time.
Peace.
Good night.
I grow a tree.